stress. My consciousness and my common sense have been on the fence. I even down my name, I'm out the game like I'm sitting on a bench. But things about to change when out of range, but got bars again. New chapter, turn a page, new words to say, I share my heart again. Fresh medicine, burn a sage, new hurt to pray, I share my heart again. When I'm cooking, rest gourmet, go grab a plate and never starve again. And never starve again. And never starve again. Yeah. And never starve again. Again. Yeah. I'm all up in my missing bag. Holy gonna need some sage. I'm all up in my missing bag. Holy, I need some sex. Holy.
To be this way, I always got a smiling face on any time and any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. People may try to guess the secret of our happiness, but some of them never learn that it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love. And the answer is in this song that I always sing. Cause you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. So kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning, you think about her when you're gone. So kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
The legendary Charlie Pride with one of his most popular songs ever, Kiss an Angel Good Morning. Love Charlie Pride, and one of the, you know, forefathers of black country music, if not the forefather. We've got some music now from another country legend coming up on the show. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. Thanks for tuning in to episode 154. Here is Where That Came From by the incomparable Randy Travis. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Plans, don't say maybe it's good to feel alive and waste away your time. Close your eyes, my sweet baby, it's a crazy time. It won't change me, try to understand. I'm a complicated man, a diamond in your hand.
Just heard Downtown by the Sheepdogs from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and that song put them on the map and the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. I don't know if you can recall when they won that contest, but it really did set their career in forward motion. Great band as well. They put out some EPs this year, and they just released a Christmas song if you want to go check that out. I'm Julian Taylor, your host here on the Jukebox. We're going to play an artist who is based in Montreal called Is Zaba and the song So So. Zaba is a Afro-Congolese electronic musician, and it's really cool stuff. I wasn't aware of it until one of my team members here on the JTJ introduced me to them. We also have music from Jake Blunt and Mally Obamaswin. They are joined by Joe Rainey on the song My Ways Cloudy. Shuggy Otis is also on the show with Sweet Thang from Inspirational Information from 1971. He was a multi-instrumentalist. I'm not sure if Shuggy's still alive, so you can correct me if I'm wrong, but he played everything on the record, sort of like how Prince did it. And he was the first persons out there, or musicians, to like do everything. Prince later did it in the R&B funk soul realm, but Shaggy Otis was the, you know, the godfather of it. And that record's amazing. Go check it out. Another soul record, and one may consider this guy the originator of hip hop. It's Gil Scott-Heron and his song, his jazz poetry piece, Set to Music. And it is such an important piece of music. Here is The Revolution Will Not Be Televised on the Jukebox.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lights of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
So, so, balamba te mo, ey. Herbie, what's wrong?
I don't want to make toys.
What?
I was thinking of becoming a dentist. Then I realized I want to make something that will keep children happy for years to come. I want to make musical instruments for Long & McQuaid.
Coming to any Long & McQuaid musical instruments this holiday season, and let our elves help you with some expert advice. Purchase, rent, or rent-to-own at unbeatable rates.
Anything else would be abominable.
This is Bird Note. The northern shrike is a robin-sized pale gray bird with black wings and a jet black mask. But don't let this quirky metallic song fool you. It's the call of a bloodthirsty killer. The northern shrike breeds in the tundra and taiga of the north, but migrates south for the winter, perching on the tops of tall trees and shrubs to look for prey. The shrike is a meat eater, diving from its tall perches to catch insects, small mammals, and even other birds. It's such a fierce hunter, it'll often take down prey bigger than itself. Then it carries its meal over to a thorny bush, or maybe to a barbed wire fence, and impales it, sticking its meat on a hook before slowly tearing it apart, the way we might eat a rotisserie chicken. That's why shrikes are also known by another name, the butcher birds. If you want to see a northern shrike in action, head to open country in Canada and the northern U.S. and listen for the butcher bird's innocent-sounding song. For Bird Note, I'm Ashley Ahern.